Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Pickens, your Wednesday, September 26th edition. 12 games late on tap tonight. Hope everybody's Tuesday action went well for you, as it was another fun one around the diamond. Just a few more days left, and then we have playoff baseball. And I'm sorry to say it, Quickets is in the books for another season. Third season, full season, Quickets in the books. Got, again, 12 games on tap tonight. A little bit of weather to worry about here. Atlanta at the Mets, blowing out to left field about 11 miles an hour. About 30% chance of rain there. Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Wrigley blown out to right field about 8 to 10 miles an hour. Not too bad, but just something to think about. When it comes to birthdays, Jordan Luplow, outfielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates, youngster, it's his birthday. Then a couple pitchers we might not see tonight or might not affect what we have going on. Chris Archer, who did phenomenally yesterday. He shut me up for sure, but that's the Archer we know we can see. It's amazing when he actually shows up. And then Sean Doolittle. Those are your main birthdays for today's action. Let's get into the totals real quick. You got those are your day games. Starting at the night, you got Braves at Mets 7, Brewers at Cardinals 8.5. We're waiting on Yankees Rays as we have an opener situation there. Pirates at Cubs, some pitching changes there, and it's in Wrigley. Indians at White Sox. Jace Fry is going to be an opener for the White Sox, as they're going to use that technique. So three totals we do not have. Tigers at Twins 8.5. Phillies at Colorado in Coors Field 10.5. Dodgers D-backs 7.5. Rangers, Angels, 8.5. A's, Mariners, 8.5. Padres, Gigantes, 7. So some pretty decent totals on the slate tonight. Let's get into it. You're pitching on this slate. We have three guys over 10K, two guys over 9K, so five guys. We'll break it down for you real quick. And your top guy, by far, he's $2,100 ahead of Chris Sale, is Jacob DeGrom of the New York Mets. Your NL Cy Young winner. I'm calling it early, folks. Votes are in my mind. He better win it. He better win the damn Cy Young. You know, he's averaging 26.6 a game, 31-4, 30.2, 26.8 his last three. He's averaging 25.7 a game versus the Atlanta Braves in five starts this year. In 33 innings, he's only given up four earned, and he struck out 40 batters he's faced when it comes to the Atlanta Braves. When you look at DeGrom, Braves strike out 20.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. DeGrom has a 32% K rate, 15% swinging strike rate, 46% ground ball rate, 27% hard contact rate, and a future Cy Young Award, if I didn't mention that already. The Braves have a team total of three, lowest on the slate. Lefties 265, righties 244. You know, anything can happen on any given night, but DeGrom at 13-2. Cash games lock and load, just like Scherzer last night. And I like him in GPPs as well because pitching is ugly and it will get worse as the week goes on. So DeGrom definitely at 13-2. Enjoy him the last time you can this season. Chris Sale is still going to be monitored, so 11-1. You might get what you want out of him if he. If this is one for the Slack chat, boys and girls, because he's done really well against Baltimore this year. He only went 3 1/3 his last time out. He went 73 pitches. He went three innings. Prior to that, 42. I'm guessing they're going to want 85 to 90 pitches, and he can be phenomenal in 85 to 90. But like you saw last time at 10-8, he went 3 1/3 against Cleveland. Only gave up two runs, struck out seven, but only got you 14.5 points. At 11-1, you're going to need more than that, so I'll sit and watch Chris Sale. They have no reason to push him. They just want to get him ready for the postseason. So after Sale, you got Germán Márquez, 10-2 in Coors against the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't mind this at all. If you look at his long-term season home games, he has struggled at home compared to the road, obviously, but it recently been really, really good at home. His last few home starts against Arizona, 35-6, San Francisco, 27-6, St. Louis, 31-4, Pittsburgh, 20.3. Really, really good starts there. He's been 20-plus in 9 of his last 10. He's been outstanding for the Colorado Rockies. He's facing a Philadelphia team that does strike out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's a minus 185 home favorite, and they have to win to stay in this, so he's going to have a good lineup behind him. unlike some other teams. Like, he'll have a much better lineup behind him than Jacob DeGrom will. That's for damn sure. Almost a little over 27% strikeout rate, 47% ground ball rate for Germán Márquez. He will give up some. You got to already expect that being a Coors game, but the Phillies team totals are 4.55. Lefties 326, righties 260 versus Germán Márquez. So in a GPP, if you want to pivot off of DeGrom, Márquez at 10-2, very much in play for you tonight. Last guy in the 9K and above range, Masahiro Tanaka, $9,500 at the Tampa Bay Rays. Tanaka much, much better on the road this year than at home. A 3.31 ERA on the road compared to 4.1 at home, averaging 20.2 points on the road. And he had two starts against Tampa Bay this year. He's given up two earned in 15 innings, striking out 15, averaging 30.5 DraftKings points per start against the Tampa Bay Rays. So Tanaka makes for a very good GPP play. The Rays are a pesky team. If you want to fade Tanaka, it'll be a nice GPP play the other way as well. It's kind of one of those boomer bust deals like Severino last night, but Tanaka's cheaper. Got Tampa Bay striking out 22% of the time versus righties. Tanaka 25% K rate, 48% ground ball rate. Lots and lots to like there. Tampa Bay team total, we are waiting on because of the opener situation. But lefties 312, righties 317 versus Tanaka. And you got a Rays team with an okay 323 WOBA, not bad, but a 148 ISO, which is just below average at best. So Tanaka is in play at 9,500. Recapping your top end of the pitching tier, I got DeGrom 1, Tanaka 2, Márquez 3. Márquez got that ultimate GPP upside. Let's look at the 7s and the 8K range. You got Shane Bieber starting at the Chicago White Sox for $8,900. The Biebs has faced the White Sox once this year, 6 2/3 shutout innings, 8Ks, 28 DraftKings points. He's coming off of back-to-back rough performances against Boston and Detroit, but prior to that, 37-4, 19-5, a 6.6, an 18-4, a 19-3. So the upside is there with Bieber, the consistency not so much. But we know we like to pick on the White Sox, who strike out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. You got the Biebs with a 23.5% K rate, 46% ground ball rate, all really nice stuff there. And you have a White Sox team total that we're probably waiting. Yeah, we're waiting on lefties 369. So we've said that in the past. You can stack the lefties against them if you want. But righties 287. You know, the White Sox at 306 WOBA, 170 ISO. So you can definitely pick on them with an $8,900 Shane Bieber. A guy I really like in here is Sean Newcomb, $8,100. Yeah, the consistency has not been there, especially the second half of the season. But he's a very, very talented pitcher who's averaging 24 points a game against the Mets in his two starts this year. Two earned in 13 innings, 13 strikeouts. Like, the inconsistencies is what's frustrating, though. Minus 2.1 against Washington, 29.7 against the Giants, 2.4 against Boston, 5 against Tampa, 29.9 against Miami, 0.8 against Colorado, minus 5.4 against Milwaukee, 19.3 against Washington, 36.3 against Dodgers, 20.7 against Miami. So it's been a roller coaster ride. If you don't want to go here, I get it. He's been very, very up and down. But it is a Mets team that strikes out almost 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He has a 22% K rate. The problem is that 11% walk rate really, really hurts him at times. And it goes with a 44% ground ball rate. It's definitely an up-and-down type play. The Mets have a team total right around 4. Lefties 338. Righties 303. We know he's been a reverse splits guy the entire career. Or entire season. That career, sure, why not? But and the Mets at 286 WOBA, 128 ISO versus lefties. They struggle tremendously versus left-handed side of the plate tonight, or this season. So Newcomb 81 becomes a very, very intriguing GPP play for me on tonight's slate. After Newcomb, you got Jake Odorizzi, $7,900 at home against the Detroit Tigers. On the season in three starts, Odorizzi's averaging 15.6 a game against the Tigers. Last couple starts, 23-3 at Detroit, 26-1 against the New York Yankees. So a lot to like here with Odorizzi in this matchup against this, you know, mediocre Detroit Tigers ball club that strikes out 23% of the time. First right-handed pitching, his 23% K rate, but only a 28% ground ball rate. So a lot of fly balls, a lot of hard contact against Odorizzi. Makes Tigers bats GPP relevant, but not sure stackable unless you want to get really weird and you're making a lot of lineups. They have a team total just same as the Mets, just below 4. Lefties do it, 346, righties 343, but a 291 WOBA, 148 ISO for the Detroit Tigers. Doesn't leave too much to be worried about, but yes, they can get into it from time to time. After Odorizzi, I have Matt Boyd in that same matchup against Odorizzi at the Minnesota Twins, $7,700. Boyd has been very, very good this year, better on at home than on the road, but he's averaging 13 points a game in his four starts against the Twins. He had a massive mess up against Kansas City his last time out. Only got two earned, but only won an inning and a third. That's what got him. But then prior to that, 17-8 at Cleveland, 34 against St. Louis, 19-9 against the Yanks. Struggled against Kansas City again. They have his number, But then 25-3 against Chicago, 16-7 at Minnesota, 19-7 versus Minnesota. So very good run here for Matt Boyd outside of those two Kansas City starts, surprisingly. Those are our quick hit boys, the Kansas City Royals. But the Minnesota Twins strike out over 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He does give a lot of fly balls just like Go to Rizzi, so maybe this turns into a home run fest there in Minnesota, and we have this all wrong. But you have a Minnesota team with a 4.5 team total. Lefties 271, righties only 309 versus Boyd. And similar to the Tigers and the Mets and some of these other teams, the Twins have a 297 wOBA and a 123 ISO, both way below average versus left-handed pitching. So a guy like Matt Boyd could be a nice cheaper end option there at the $7,700 price range. So in the 8s and the 7K range, I got Newcomb 1, Boyd 2, Bieber 3, Odorizzi 4. Now when you drop down below the 6K range, it is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I got two long shots for you. And if something changes, we'll talk about it in the Slack chat. Like, yeah, you sure you got Felix Hernandez in a swan song. You could go Edwin Jackson. I'm looking at guys like Yoander Mendez, much better on the road than at home in his limited action this year. His home starts his home starts 21.7 at San Diego, 8.6 against Oakland, 5-4 innings respectively, and then 0.9 against Houston. That was a 2/3 of an inning out of the bullpen. So he's been stretched out of late. He's really struggled at home, really good on the road. He's only $4,400. He's facing an Angels team that does struggle against left-handed pitching. They strike out 21% of the time versus lefties, and they have a 4.9 team total, but 302 lefties, 282 righties versus Mendez, and the Angels are 289 wOBA and a 142 ISO, both below average versus left-handed pitching. Yes, Mendez can get destroyed in a heartbeat in this matchup, but he's super cheap at $4,400. If he can find you double digits, you are ahead of the game. The other guy we're looking at here is Casey Kelly of the San Francisco Giants, $4,200 at home against the San Diego Padres. He's been very, very good at home in his one home start. He's mainly been a bullpen guy, but his last two appearances have been out of the bullpen. Prior to that, made a couple spot starts at the Mets for 13-3, at the Reds 5.8, at the Dodgers got beat up, but then at home against Pittsburgh for 16.1. He gets you 4-6 innings. Just depends on the pitch count, how stretched out he is. Does have a little bit of strikeout upside. He's $4,200 against the Padres team that strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So there's a lot to like there. He's got a 48% ground ball rate, keeps the ball in the yard, does give up some hard contact. But a Padres team with a 3.13 team total, it's second lowest on the slate to a $4,200 Casey Kelly. I don't get it either. But they have a 291 wOBA and a 137 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Kelly at $4,200 does give you some leeway, a little better there than Mendez for sure. So something to think about there. So I got Kelly 1, Mendez 2. Regardless of the situation, it's ugly. So recapping your pitching real quick. You got DeGrom 1, Tanaka 2, Marquez 3 in the 9K and above. In the 7s and the 8s, you got Newcomb 1, Boyd 2, Bieber 3, Odorizzi 4. Down below, Kelly 1, Mendez 2. Yeah, ugly, ugly stuff. Now to the bats on the 12-game slate. Kicking it off at the catcher's position, you're going to have some guys in Coors like Wilson Ramos at 44. But look at guys like, if you're going to pay up Yan Gomes at 43, it's very intriguing versus Jace Fryish. Remember, it's a bullpen situation, but it looks like it's going to be Hector Santiago, another lefty. So Gomes at 43 is in play for you, went deep yesterday. Going on down, though, you got the likes like Elias Diaz versus Quintana at 38 or Francisco Cervelli at 37, like both those Pirates catchers there. Farther down, he looks like an Omar Navarez versus Bieber. We did say lefties versus Bieber, so Navarez at 36 comes into play for you in that situation. Williams Astudillo switch hitting versus Matt Boyd at 35 is worth a look because he's just a consistent cash game play, 5-plus points on pretty much night-in and night-out basis. Sliding on down to the bottom side, Mike Zunino, my usual GPP guy at 33. Farther down, you can get into guys like Vic Caratini at $3,100 for the Cubs versus Ivan Nova. I don't mind that at all. Johnny Lucroy's 31 versus King Felix. He can be in play for you as well. His price has bumped a bit, but he's earned it of late. Farther down you look here in the below 3K range, though, it gets really iffy. Like wins from Baltimore against Sale at 28. If you want to get really weird, you can go there. Caleb Joseph, the same at 27, but you got to really, really desire to be weird in that situation. Other than that, check lineups like Sandy Leon at 26. His bat's been ice cold, but gets Yeffy Ramirez of Baltimore. You can maybe get some there. Maybe there'll be some backup situations you can target. James McCann versus Odorizzi at 26, stuff like that. Jeff Mathis will be catching Zach Greinke. He's $2,500 versus Ross Stripling. first base position, you got Muncy at 49, but I look at guys like Edwin at 48 versus Fry, Matt Carpenter at 47 versus Chacin's very, very attractive in that matchup there. Rizzo versus Nova, the Cubs were cold yesterday. Maybe they wake up today. Nova can be crushed by lefties at 44, so keep him in mind. Farther down you look, though, like a Matt Olson versus King Felix at 43 is very much in play for you. Ian Desmond and Coors could be in play as well. Down to the lower fours, you got Carlos Santana and Coors. It is Marquez with 4,100. Are you arguing a discount considering Coors? We've had Santana between 4 and 4,200 outside of Coors. So you're getting basically market price because of the respect for Marquez in Coors Field. If you want to be different, you can. Jose Martinez versus Chacin at 3,900 bucks. We like to target lefties with Martinez, but when he's hot and streaking, you kind of just roll it, and you might want to roll it with this one. A couple other ones you might want to get a little different when he's not on fire by any means, but he's got some pop versus lefties. If you want to get GPP weird, Tyler Austin of Minnesota is 39 versus Boyd. I do like to switch it in Josh Bell versus Quintana at 38. That's someone I can definitely get behind in that matchup there. If Mitchy Two-Bags is in the lineup versus Yeffy Ramirez at 37, that is quite the discount. So keep an eye on that one. And then towards the bottom here and the threes, there were a couple I missed yesterday because I didn't scroll, but we talked about them later. Let's see where they have been priced at today. Where is he at? I remember Vic Caratini, 31, mentioned him already. But right here, for the Los Angeles Angels, it's going to be lefty-lefty tonight, so it might not play. But Jose Fernandez is 3K, and he's first base eligible if you need to punt the position, but probably won't play with it being lefty-lefty and all. But I used him a lot at 31 yesterday as a value play. Second base, you got Robbie Cano at 49. I love that against Edwin Jackson. He's swinging a really, really good stick there. Javi Baez always in play for you as well. If you need to be a little different, when you look at the Brew Crew tonight against John Gant, they have a team total of 4.15, lefties 340, righties 304. So guys like Travis Shaw at 45 come into play for you tonight. DJ LeMahieu and Coors at 42 is a discount. I like this play a lot. I've been doing a lot of, I haven't been stacking Coors. I've had David Dahl back-to-back days like we talked about yesterday, and he's homered. I've had LeMahieu in the lineup. He's been cheap. He put up a double-digit performance for you last night. So $4,200 for LeMahieu. You save $700 on Cano. You save $1,300 on Jose Ramirez. Stuff like that. I do like that opportunity there for him. Jed Lowry's been swinging it really well also. He's $4,200 versus King Felix. I have no problem starting my lineup with either one of those guys and not paying up to the top. If you go down a little more, like Zobrist and Daniel Murphy at 41 versus Nova. We've talked about lefties versus Nova. Waiting on the Cubs team total in that one. But lefties 376, righties 319 versus Ivan Nova. Go back to Coors. Asdrubal Cabrera's 4,100. He's got Nico Goodrum hitting around the middle of the order for Detroit with some pop versus Odorizzi at 41 as well. A couple options for you there. Joey Wendell versus Tanaka at 4K. If you're going to fade Tanaka, he's definitely a play for you there. D. Gordon at 39 versus Edwin Jackson is worth the look. It sucks he's hit ninth, but he's been productive of late. So you ride that wave with D. Gordon when you can. Middle threes and below, though, it gets a little bleak here, folks. Colton Wong at 36 could have some upside versus Chacin. Don't mind that as a cheaper option. Josh Harrison of Pittsburgh versus Quintana at 35. I like that as well. Lefty's 288, but righty's 344 off Jose Quintana. So don't be afraid of Quintana in that matchup. Harrison at 35 is a discount in that situation. Farther down at the second base position, you can look at guys like, I think he's a switch hitter. He's right-handed. Kevin Newman of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Been getting a lot of playing time. Doesn't like the world on fire, but he's 3,300 bucks on the right-handed bat there versus Quintana. Other than that, there'll be much, much more, especially down below. So check your lineups, check the Slack chat, and we will talk it up. Third base, again, Jose Ramirez is in play. Arenado and Coors at 5K is not bad either. Matt Carpenter at 47, told you I liked him already. Travis Shaw at 45, Moustakas at 43, or two Milwaukee bats to take a look at. You got Matt Chapman, who's been swinging it really, really well at 4,400. Had another decent night last night, so keep an eye on him, especially if you're stacking the A's. Rafael Devers at 41 versus Ramirez is in play for you tonight. He's GPP only because the consistency is never there, but he's mucho, mucho talented. If Beltre's in the lineup and he's been in and out because it's the end of the year, he's already made a swan song at home. He's 44. He's 4K versus Andrew Heaney, and that does get my attention. A Rangers team, lefties 275, righties 339 versus Heaney. Beltre at 4K does have some upside in that matchup. Jaime Candelario of Detroit leading off for Odorizzi at 39. Worth a look for you there. Matt Michael Franco at 3,800 bucks in Coors. GPP only. farther down, like a Yolmer Sanchez from the left side against Bieber, Kyle Seager from the left side versus Jackson. He's had a couple good games in a row here. Maybe he's going to heat up to finish the season out. Other than that, not a ton down here. Like Yoan Camargo's 3,300 versus DeGrom. If you want to get really weird and punt, you can look at stuff like that. Jose Ozuna of the Pirates, he's in the lineup. He's first base, third base. He's only 3,100 versus Quintana. Shortstop, you got Lindor at 53. He's always in play. Got Story and Coors. Baez, we talked about, at 48. Machado's been swinging it well. Bogarts versus Jeffrey Ramirez at 46 is an outstanding price point. It's really, really nice. So that's kind of where you're looking at up there. I'd probably save some money, go to Bogarts. But all those guys are in play for you up top tonight. When you slide down to the fours and the bottom fours, like a switch hit and Jerickson Profar at 42 versus Heaney's in play, as Drew Cabrera talked about him. But like a switch hitting Jorge Polanco versus Boyd, if you're fading Boyd at 41, that is a very intriguing play. So is Andrelton Simmons at 4K versus Mendez. Simmons is hitting lefties extremely well this season. So those are a couple nice 4K plays for you there. Marcus Semien versus Felix at 38. That's a little bit of a discount you can take a look at in that matchup. Freddie Galvis, if he's in the lineup, versus Kelly at 36. I don't hate that price point at all. You're going to look at some other guys in the White Sox lineup potentially versus Bieber, some Detroit Tigers potentially as value plays as some of them pop up from time to time. If Elvis Andrus cracks the lineup, he's 3,400 versus Heaney. That's way too cheap, but he hasn't been in the lineup much to end out the season, so keep an eye on Andrus. But if he is in there, 3,400 is very, very nice in that matchup. In the outfield, we'll have our usual suspects. You got Mookie Betts at 61, which is a great play versus Yeffrey Ramirez. Boston is in an outstanding spot tonight, as we would expect. Waiting on their team total still, but Yeffrey Ramirez is bad at baseball. But Christian Yelich at 6K, the price keeps going up, and no one's playing him, and he just keeps crushing baseballs. Went deep again yesterday, averaging over 16 points in his last 10 games. He is an outstanding play versus John Gant, and he will go very low owned. If you're paying up, I go that direction. Trout's in a great spot versus Pivetta, same with Blackman. The usual guys are all phenomenal plays up here. I love Yelich all the way at the top. I love Betts, too. Those two are two phenomenal plays. It's going to be really hard to get them both in there, but both very, very nice. Benintendi, is also in play at 4,800 versus Jeffrey Ramirez. Like that one quite a bit as well. Crush Davis, always a GPP play. David Dahl's down to 4,800 bucks, even though he's homered in back-to-back nights. I love that play. Like it a lot, so I don't mind going there at all. Shohei Ohtani, probably not as much tonight, but something to think about. Mitch Haniger's been red hot. He's 4,700 bucks. Keep an eye on him on tonight's slate. Nick Castellanos as well. Tommy Pham's a good GPP play versus Tanaka if you're fading Tanaka at 4,500. Farther down you go, like Daniel Palka's 44. He's not as cheap as he once was, but against the Biebs, nice left-handed power in a GPP. I can get behind that. Same with Cargo versus Pivetta and Gerardo Parra versus Pivetta at 43. Depending on where they are in the lineup, both become GPP relevant at that price point. Locane, if you're stacking the Brew Crew, is 4,200 bucks. Very, very much in play for you tonight. You got Odubel Herrera and Coors at only 4,200 bucks. The Phillies are regularly priced because they're facing Germán Márquez, but they're in Coors. They become GPP relevant. Like, I respect the crap out of Márquez, but we know what Coors can do. If you're I'm not saying make it your one lineup unless you want to go really YOLO on it, but most people are going to play Colorado bats. Most people, if they're going to play any pitcher in this matchup, is going to play Márquez. Philly's going to be extremely low owned in this matchup, and it's Coors Field where anything can happen against any pitcher. So I like Márquez. He is a GPP pitching option, but Phillies, you're getting Coors bats way too cheap. I hope I'm not just blabbering for nothing. It's just, I haven't stacked Coors in a long time. I don't like stacking Coors. I don't think I'm going to stack Coors, but I know I can also get a nice, healthy, like, handful of Phillies with a couple comeback Rockies and a couple mid-priced pitchers and be just fine. So I'm going to have to look at that a little more tonight. Maybe I'll have one Coors stack for the last hurrah for me, even though they finished the season in Coors. The farther down you go, if Greg Allen, especially, he's leading off for the Phillies. He's a switch hitter. He's 4,100 bucks against Fry and then possibly Santiago. That's a very solid play there at that price point. He's been very, very productive in that leadoff spot. Nico Goodrum at 41, talked about him already, like that quite a bit in the middle of the order there, GPPs. The Grandy Man at 4K has got some upside. Nelson Cruz against the lefty yesterday went downtown. He's against Edwin Jackson at 4K, in play for you still. JBJ, GPP only versus Ramirez at 39. You could look that direction. Pablo Reyes of the Pittsburgh Pirates is 3,900 bucks. A little bit of pop there from the right side of the plate versus Quintana. I can get behind that at 3,900 bucks in a GPP. He'll go extremely, extremely low owned. Most of the Pirates will tonight. And we saw what they've done the last few nights. They beat up Montgomery. They can hit lefties quite well. They didn't crush any like Hamels by any means, but Hamels against Milwaukee. My bad. Again, Jose Martinez, $3,900. Ozuna at 39. Love Ozuna. He keeps hitting the ball very, very well right now. So keep an eye on him. Ryan Braun's on fire too. He's been hitting his homers off of lefties lately, but he's $3,900 versus John Gant. So if you need a cheap guy with some power upside, you can look that direction. Mentioned D. Gordon already at 39, so keep an eye on him. Farther down we go here in the 3K range. Like leading off Nick Martini at 38. Three hits last night, including a triple. He was 34 last night. He's up to 38. Still in play for you in that matchup, especially if he's leading off. Brandon Guyer against Fry and company at 37. You know him, there's lefties. Same with Melky Cabrera. Two cheaper Phillies bats for you. Or not Phillies. Indians bats there at 37. Like those quite a bit. You'll get Matt Joyce at 37. Just realize he might get subbed for if they change pitchers too much. You got Robbie Grossman switch hitting at 37 versus Boyd. I can get behind that one. Farther down, if you look now, Travis Jankowski, he's leading off versus Kelly at 36 in a GPP. If you want to get really different, no one's going to own him. Again, Jordan Luplow at $3,500 versus Jose Quintana. He is the birthday boy. Right-handed bat, usually hits in the middle of the order. Only GPP relevant. Very GPP relevant. Jay Bruce, if you're fading Newcomb at 35, becomes a power home run GPP type play. Franmil Reyes at 34, always in play. If you're not using Kelly at that price point, can go deep for anybody. Farther down we go. Cole Calhoun, $3,300, lefty-lefty, but Mendez won't go long and they get a bad Rangers bullpen, so keep that in mind when you're picking your Anaheim bats. And then other than that, there will be some. Like Ben Gamel's 31 if he cracks the lineup. Hernan Perez, 3K. Heredia, 3K. There's a few guys here and there. Just check your lineups. Ask me questions in the Slack chat if you're curious on anybody, and we'll break it down for you there. So recapping your pitching real quick on this 12-game slate. Up top, you got DeGrom, Tanaka, Marquez. In the middle, you got Newcomb, Boyd, Bieber, Odorizzi. Down below, you got Kelly and Mendez. The Red Sox versus Jeffrey Ramirez, very, very live tonight. You got like the Indians in that opener matchup, starting off with lefty Fry, and then likely lefty Santiago. Something to think about there. The Cubs versus left-handed bats versus Nova are in play. The Pirates right-handed bats versus Quintana are in play. The farther down you go now, you got the likes of, you know, Coors Field's in play. Talked about how cheap the Phillies were. You got the Angels versus Mendez could be interesting. The Cardinals versus Chacin, especially the lefties. The Mariners and A's against Edwin and Felix is interesting, especially the A's side of that one. There's so much to go off of. You could pick, you know, decent spots for almost every team out there tonight. So, again, if you have certain questions, you're confused on a few things, join us in the Slack chat. Super easy. Don't be shy. If you're shy, nothing gets accomplished. Let's check out the BVP on this one and send her home. Matt Adams, 4-for-9 with a double and a homer off Jalise Chacin. Ozuna, 6-for-11, two doubles. Carpenter, Molina, and Jose Martinez have all taken, and Paul DeJong have all taken them deep. As a team, they're hitting 320 and 122 at-bats. So the Cardinals have a lot of success versus Jalise Chacin. As we scroll some more, Tyler Flowers, 4-for-11 with a homer off DeGrom. Camargo's taking them deep. You got Freddie Freeman, 12-for-41, two doubles, two homers. Nick Markakis, 10-for-36 with a homer. So they've had some success versus DeGrom. Only hitting 228, but a little bit of success there in the power department. Kevin Kiermaier, 7-for-22, double, triple, and a homer off Tanaka. Trey Mancini, 6-for-17, two doubles off Chris Sale. Adam Jones hitting 222, but he's taking him deep. Ian Happ's only hitting 235 versus Nova, but he's 4-for-17 with three home runs. Rizzo's 5-for-13 with a double. Murphy, 5-for-14 with a double. Schwarber's taking him deep. Baez taking him deep twice. So success there. Francisco Cervelli, Josh Bell have both taken Quintana deep. Farther down we go. Tyler Austin, I mentioned him as a kind of a long shot GPP play with his power. Small sample, but he's 3-for-6 with a homer off of Matt Boyd. Robbie Grossman, a double and two homers. Jimenez is taking him deep. Eddie Rosario's out for the year. Jorge Polanco's got two doubles and a homer in his matchup. Miguel Sano, only one homer. If you're curious about Sean Reed Foley for the Blue Jays game, he's limited innings tonight. And then Perdomo's spot starting for the Padres. I just got these updates as I'm going. Only going around three innings tonight. So with a lot of bullpen in San Diego as well. Back to your BVP. Aducci, Castellanos, Victor Martinez, Salto Lamaki have all taken Odorizzi deep once. Philadelphia and Colorado now. You got Pat Vileika, 2-for-2 with a homer off Pivetta. Desmond's taking him deep once, but Now, small sample, they're 15 for 20 with a 536 average versus Pivetta. Just not a ton of pop initially. Rhys Hoskins and Drupal Cabrera have taken Herman Marquez deep. Again, not a big sample, but 19 for 45, a 422 average against Herman Marquez in that matchup. Nick Ahmed's gone deep off of Stripling, so has Paul Goldschmidt, 6 for 14, two doubles and a homer for Goldie. Pollock's 3 for 9 with two homers against Stripling. Justin Turner, 9 for 25, three doubles, a triple, and two homers off of Zach Greinke. Bellinger, 6 for 18, two doubles, two homers. Jock Jam, 6 for 19, three doubles, a triple, and a homer. Yasmani Grandal has taken him deep twice. Kiki, Chris Taylor, Utley, Kemp all have homers. They're at 239, but they have 11 homers, 15 doubles, and two triples versus Greinke. They have a 326 wOBA and a 218 ISO. Lots of power off of Greinke. Robinson Chirinos, 4 for 6, two homers off of Andrew Heaney. Adrian Beltre, I told you I liked him if he's in the lineup, 7 for 14, double and three homers. Andrew, 7 for 15, a double and two homers. Like him if he's in the lineup too. Great price point in that matchup. So definitely things to attack there. Delino DeShields leading off, 4 for 11, double and a homer. Mazzara, 4 for 11. Odor, 5 for 15. Not bad. Gordon Beckham's had a lot of success against the A's, but I don't think he's going to be playing much. He's 8 for 14 with three doubles and a homer versus Edwin Jackson. Cruz, 6 for 15, two doubles. Stuff to look at there. Stephen Piscotty, 4 for 10, two doubles and a homer off King Felix. Marcus Semien, 14 for 41 with four homers, a 341 average. Jed Lowry's got two doubles and four homers in his appearance. Mark Canha and Matt Joyce taking him deep as well. Joe Panik, 9 for 19, three doubles off Perdomo. Again, Perdomo's only going three innings most likely. So there's your BVP. There is your quick hits in the books. Hope everybody has a great Wednesday. 12-game slate on tap. Go check out the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself, Jesse, and guest Ryan Baroff of the Golflandia podcast as we preview the Ryder Cup, course preview, course history, break down the teams, talk bets, props, predictions, the works. It's a lot of fun. Go check it out to get ready for one of the greatest sporting events out there, especially in golf. We got Around the Base with Bubba and Mo episode 82 dropping this morning. Getting ready for the playoffs on that one. You got the waiver wire article from Coop Fiasco to get you ready for your NFL this week. You got a big Italian Serie A soccer set up today, so go check that out with Francisco. Mitch has got five rookies on the NBA DFS season to keep an eye on, and much, much more around thesportsdegens.com at thesportsdegens. So come check us out. I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. Again, join us in the Slack chat. But this was your Wednesday, September 26th edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.